From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. A new warning over a possible failure of the latest Syrian peace plan. Turkey is warning that violations of the ceasefire in Syria could jeopardize peace talks planned for later this month. Russia and Turkey, which support opposing sides in the conflict, brokered the nationwide halt in fighting last week, building on their efforts to arrange the peace negotiations to be held in Astana, Kazakhstan. Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu told the state-run Anadolu news agency Wednesday, if we cannot stop the increasing violations, the Astana process could fail. He blamed pro-government fighters, including the Lebanon-based Hezbollah militant group, for violating the ceasefire. Cavusoglu also said Russian officials were due to visit Turkey next week to discuss the framework for the peace talks. Syria's main rebel groups have cited government violations of the truce in their decision to suspend participation in the peace talk process. Monitoring groups confirm there have been no let-up or has been no let-up in a two-week-long regime offensive on villages in the Barada Valley, 15 kilometers from Damascus, where Russian and Syrian warplanes have mounted daily bombing raids, including the dropping of barrel bombs. The Turkish foreign minister said Wednesday authorities have identified the gunman who killed 39 people in a New Year's attack at a nightclub in Istanbul. Mevlut Cavusoglu made the announcement during an interview in the state-run Anadolu news agency. He did not give the attacker's name. Authorities have been searching for the shooter since early Sunday when he fled the Reyna nightclub. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama is going to Capitol Hill today to rally Democratic lawmakers to protect his landmark health care legislation. Vice President-elect Mike Pence will be there, too, to talk with Republicans about their agenda, which includes repealing the program frequently referred to as Obamacare. The dueling meetings highlight one of the major upcoming battles as the White House transitions from Obama to President-elect Donald Trump. The Affordable Care Act passed Congress in 2010 when Democrats had control of both the House of Representatives and the Senate, as well as having Obama in control of the presidency. On January 20th, that concentration of power shifts back to the Republicans. Donald Trump has called Obamacare a lousy program that costs far too much. And while he has not laid out specifics of a plan to replace it, he has made it clear that is what he wants to do. Donald Trump heads into the crucial first 100 days of his presidency with a golden opportunity, a Republican-controlled Congress. But as VOA's Catherine Gibson reports from Capitol Hill, the first day of the new Congress gave an indication that ambitious Republican policy plans for health care, tax reform, and spending cuts are not a sure thing.
Controversy on the first day of Congress. Republicans and Democrats sparring as they hold what are usually routine leadership elections. The flashpoint? Republicans proposing changes in House rules limiting an independent watchdog office's ability to investigate lawmakers' ethical breaches. President-elect Donald Trump, who campaigned on the popular line about D.C. corruption, tweeted the timing wasn't right. Just as the pomp and circumstance of swearing in leadership and new members got underway, Republicans backed down. The changes were too big a distraction as Capitol Hill Republicans looked to the hard work ahead. Catherine Gibson on Capitol Hill, VOA News.
The White House says President Obama plans to transfer abroad more suspected terrorists held at the U.S. Detention Center at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, before he leaves office January 20th, rebuffing President-elect Donald Trump's call to end such releases. The facility, which opened under former President George W. Bush after the 2001 terrorist attacks in the United States, has been used to house prisoners captured by the U.S. and its allies in the fight against al-Qaeda and other terror groups in the Middle East and Afghanistan. The center's been a lightning rod for criticism by human rights activists, as many of the detainees have been held for years without trial, and some have been subject to torture in an effort to obtain evidence to use against them in trial. Obama vowed to close the facility when he took office in January, but his efforts have been blocked by Congress.
That's the latest world news from VOA.